In verse chapter 5, verse 12.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The Lord ain't in charge of church.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to go from chapter 1 to chapter 10 last night and give you 10 things that don't need to hinder you.
Amen.
And we got stopped on the waiting period, the camping out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, come on.
God stopped us last night in the chapter where the man is seized.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, ain't it something? Now you say, I'm just not excited about my Bible. I'm going to recommend regeneration.
That'll work. Yep, that'll work.
He esteemed his word above his name.
Right.
That word were found, and I did eat that. They were as honey to my soul. That's what Job said. Amen. David might be lying there. Oh, bless the Lord. Whew. Brother Rudd, congratulations. I've watched you've been seeking this for many years. Congratulations.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Amen. God bless us
all.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I was enjoying your profile. I'm sitting right over there. What is your profile? You know, God, the man is a lovely creature.
Come on.
His feet the rottenest thing on him, and they're beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
God, that's right. You got that right.
God on the man is none more glorious.
Amen.
Woman was created in the image of man, so she has long hair. She made to be a help.
Yep.
To that man.
Yes, sir.
We need all the modern ERA women to quit acting like your husband's been given to help you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
God did not give you a husband so he can help you in your life.
Yeah. Come on. It's good.
Right.
Amen. True.
God gave you to a husband.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's Bible.
You have all the strength in the world to help him.
It's good.
Yes,
good.
Sir.
Amen. Ain't no way you can dress the garden.
Amen. Come on.
We think our whole generation's on dope and on alcohol.
Sure.
And on their third marriage.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
True.
Because women trying to carry a load they wasn't supposed to.
Right.
Amen.
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 The woman's the glory of man.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's why these butch lesbians cut their hair off and turn it unnatural colors.
Right.
Huh?
Bring it on.
Say it.
That kind of stuff keeps me unscheduled from the big conferences.
Hallelujah.
But I'd rather be in that big,
yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
That big glory cloud. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Me too. Oh, yes.
They don't need to lie about it. The women need to know where the lines are in this
time. Sure.
That's right.
We've got many godly women.
Oh, yeah.
They're all trying to be a man.
Yeah.
If they hate a man, that's why they want to be one.
Uh-huh. Amen. Right.
It's a great rebellion against God's original order.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Woman's the glory of man.
Right.
But the man is the glory of God.
Yeah.
God's on a man, it's a glorious thing.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're in the middle of a real church.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Travis Price, a precious preacher in Virginia, associate to my brother Jason for some years. Now he's a precious pastor. He said he got his feelings hurt at God when he was a little boy. Because his grandma lost her mind, Alzheimer's and such. She didn't know who none of them was. She didn't know her children. She didn't know her husband. She didn't know Travis. She didn't know anybody. And at the funeral of the grandfather, she didn't know a soul, but Mays Jackson walked in. Mm-hmm. He'd been their preacher. Mm-hmm. She said, "Hey, Brother Mays." He said, "It hurt my feelings as a boy." He said, "But when I became a man,
amen,
I realized that Grandma was more plugged into God than she was anything else."
Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen.
Y'all better let that glory run down on your youngins.
Right. Absolutely.
Amen.
You men will never be able to be the mom. You'll never be able to be the mom. Mm-hmm. Do you know their curse is associated with their call?
Yep. Yeah. Sure is.
So mad you're going to have sweat now. Because you're using the head. But a woman, you're going to have sorrow now.
Yeah.
But you're the heart.
Yep. Amen. That's what it says.
Right.
Let yep. your heart. Amen. To leave, you're going to have sorrow. Yep. Your curse is directly attached to your call.
Sure, that's right.
Somebody said, "I don't know what comes first, my ministry or my family." If you're full of God, your family is in the ministry with you.
It's right. That's right.
That's right.
Amen, preacher.
You got to put one in front of the
Bless
other.
Bless the Lord.
They're baked
Thank
in
God.
They're baked in together.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God bless us.
Yes, sir. My goodness.
Y'all and Joshua.
Yes, sir.
Of course, wonderful to see the Lord's people.
Amen.
Hey, congratulations to you, sir. You've been looking for something, you found it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about getting tired of heaven you love. You're looking for a thing. You know where I was when I got aggravated that she walked away. Let the Lord help that man. And congratulations to you.
Amen.
To your wife.
Thank you.
You know what I'm praying? Little Emma, Brother Bryce, Raven. I'm praying that God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brings all three of your children.
Bring them.
And the something's going to surprise all of them.
Yeah, you could.
Right.
Every one of them.
Yes.
And I'm praying that God saves the pudding out of all of your youngins. Some of them need saving, and some of them need other things.
Yeah, come on.
I got three children. They're all in need.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All these young men.
Yeah. Right.
In need.
Yes, sir.
And I'm praying that what you and your wife are giving God.
Yeah.
God's turn around.
Yeah. What about that?
Amen.
And I'm going to go ahead, and I ain't a charismatic, but by faith, I'm going to go ahead and see Ray Lee shouting in here.
Yeah.
I see.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah. I believe it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a big old miracle working guy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
See it.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about no charismatic vision.
No.
Right. Something bigger than that.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah, love the Lord. He'll praying do those things.
Praying it for
Joshua, chapter 5. Lose handkerchiefs like you lose ink pens, like you lose socks. We have no idea where socks and ink pens go.
That's true.
And preachers have no idea where handkerchiefs go. So I quit carrying hankies and started only attending churches that had tissue boxes in them. If you ain't got them everywhere, you ain't having a real church.
Right, man. It's true.
Hey. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for loving us.
Thank you.
Father God,
thank you
that we just got a big old bowl full of manna. Oh, God. Thank you for calling men to preach. Making them glorious with your glory. Thank you for Brother Wagner standing here in the raw.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
Magnified Christ, made him bigger to us.
Yep. Amen.
Oh, God. Now, Father, bring the little while. We continue with the preaching in Jesus' name. And all the Lord's people say
it. Amen.
I come to this fifth chapter. Now, chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to make sure y'all crossing from Moses to Joshua, from the old to the new, from works to faith, from law to grace. On over into the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Right.
Gonna make sure you don't let weeping stop you.
Yeah.
Turn loose of the past and get on over there where God is, please. Yeah. Yeah. Some of you can't turn loose of bad things in your past. Some of you can't turn loose of good things.
Sure, that's right.
And turn it on.
Right.
Chapter 1, verse 9. Don't let worry stop you. Be strong and have a good courage. And there's a word study there. I preach a series on that word for courage. And it's what the Jews cried when they went into battle with one word and they all shouted it together. Chapter 1, verse 18. Don't let the wilderness crowd stop you. Don't let a bunch of folk come in and join this thing in 5 years and start trying to vote and fuss and play little tug of war power click things. See how good this is? Don't ever let anybody come in here. We will whoop you before you can steal this from our church. Now chapter 2, verse 1. Don't let the witness phase stop you. That weakness phase when it's just two of you. Have to be here while you're giving the message. And then chapter 3, verse 13. Don't let the water stop you. And boy, we didn't deal with that. We didn't deal with much of it. Just trying to comment. But that death, burial, and entering into the death waters.
Yeah.
The old timers called baptism as they bury a man. I heard an old Kentucky preacher. That went Lord on in the liquid grave. You've got a little Bible college baptism theology, and you can explain baptism in 90 seconds. You don't know nothing of what it is.
Amen.
That whole Bible, if you know the first three verses, you have to drown your world. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep.
That's right.
Oh, dear time. And that don't let the waters, that's a baptism. Oh, that whole Bible's about going in the water and crossing to the side. The first three verses, he drowned the thing. Don't ask me what I believe about the gap theory, because I don't know. I don't really think there's one there. I just know in the second verse, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
Right.
And he had to bring stuff up out of the water and brought the dry ground that was buried under the water.
Right.
Y'all ain't helping.
Right.
You think being a baptism, it don't matter? You ain't three verses in the Bible before he wouldn't drown you.
Sure.
And pull life up out of
the water. Amen.
Y'all ain't helping.
That's good. Amen.
And then you get the very last, and there is no more sea.
Yeah, right.
And they stand on the glassy sea.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't helping, man. That Bible ends with you crossing back to the other side through a body of water. And all you get is a regurgitate a little Bible called 90
Come
second
on.
Lesson.
Yeah, come on.
Tell it.
I recommend regeneration.
Yep.
Preach outfit and not even say. So hard to preach when you ain't saved.
Yeah. Come on,
it really, I don't know how you can.
Right.
There's no more sea.
Amen.
And I saw them stand on the glassy sea with the heart, having the hearts of God in their hand.
Woo!
And they sang the song of Moses and of the Lamb. That's going back to Exodus 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever get a good baptism, there'll be bread in the next chapter.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't having bread. Don't drag me back to Exodus. Exodus 14, he buried them up. Son, there was a Red Sea crossing.
Right.
Then a little while later, there's a Jordan crossing.
Right. Yes.
You know there's a baptism brings you out?
Red Sea.
There's a baptism brings you in.
Yes.
Jesus didn't need the Red Sea crossing. He never was lost.
Right.
But he did need the Jordan baptism.
Yeah.
He had the will of God to get into. He had the work of God to get into.
Oh.
He had a world to
save. Oh, my.
Amen.
Good. good.
John the Baptist. This is why we ain't Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Wesley, and Holiness. The reason why we're Baptist. Reason why that sign's gonna say Baptist, because when Jesus left, obeyed his mama and went to obey his father, he found the only Baptist preacher in town and said, "I need you to baptize me." But it's good enough for the Son of God, it'll be good enough for me and mine. There'll be Baptist on the sign. Baptist briars, quit going too far with it.
Yes.
Need to memorize 1 Corinthians 1. For Christ sent me not to baptize.
Yes.
Said the apostle to the Gentiles.
Yes.
Just to put it in perspective.
Amen.
Oh, dear time. And there he was. They had that baptism over there. Well, so we come. And I didn't say I didn't preach on the water. I let the water stop. Some of you gonna look here. You're not gonna enter into Calvary tonight. You're lost and going to hell. You need to come on in to the
waters
of Calvary.
Come on in.
Well, ain't ready to turn loose, turn loose. Ain't ready to die to self. Get on dead and get on in here.
Right.
God, you're the only thing gonna keep you out of his presence. You're the only thing gonna put you in hell.
Right.
You need to be dead.
Right.
You such a problem, he had to die for you. You such a problem, he had to die as you.
Yes, sir.
You're in the Calvary, that ain't you no more.
Yes,
you're
dead
sir. You're buried in there and you come up in a new person and a new name.
Yes, right. Yes, hallelujah.
And he called their name Adam.
Yeah.
You lose your name when you enter into that.
Yeah.
We're the bride.
We're
the bride.
Oh,
Lord. They called their name Adam. That's Genesis 5.
Right.
Yes. Well, don't let the water stop you. Don't let death stop you. You need to die. Your whole life needs to die. Story.
Yeah.
Almost had really different.
Yeah.
But when I went to Calvary, my story became his story.
Amen.
Oh, I'm out to preach for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Amen.
I got his name.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the reason there was such a change at Calvary, there was such an exchange.
Yes.
Amen.
That's
come
it.
On, Vince, bring your Bible and stand here, Vince. Oliver, come here. Bring a songbook. Get an old songbook. And there it is. Any songbook will do. Come here. Stand right here, Oliver. With Brother Vince. Boom. Face the people. Hold your little book up in front of your chest. When it's turning around, we're going to have that Church of God. What I had in my church. And a hell. And I was standing there in the gates of hell. And all I had was my record. And it said, my life story. Every day, every detail by Dean McNeese. And a man warned me that God of glory is coming along. He'll be here in just a minute. And with what you have in there, you're fixing to be tossed into hell.
Yeah.
I said, oh, what shall I do? Even the best pages are as filthy rags.
Yeah.
And the bad pages, how bad are they? And then I see the man standing next to me with nail scars in his
hand.
And he had a book in his hand. It said, my life story. Every day, every detail. By Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But he said to me, he said, give me this. If you give me this,
great exchange.
do with that?
Thank God.
And he said, I'm going to take it away.
Oh, my God.
Don't you throw it out that back door, son. I'll replace it.
Glory.
Toss it out the back door.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen.
And after 3 hours of darkness, he came back. Okay, Carter, come here, Carter. And then here came God the Father, empty-handed, and he came. And he said, we're tossing men into hell, but we're letting men into glory. What do you have there? Let's see what you have there. And he opened it up. And he said, yeah, that page is wonderful.
Yeah.
And turned another page. He said, that page is holy. That page is righteous. That page is good. That page is lovely. That page is pleasing. That page is acceptable. Father put his arm around an old
son. Yes.
And the Son put his arm around him. And the Holy Ghost said, I was glad to help with everything. And they went right on into glory.
Amen.
Thank God. My sins are gone. His name, and she had his nature.
Yeah.
Here's eternal security. She wasn't just his, she was him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had lost her name and got his. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank you.
he good to us?
Yes.
I bless his name.
Amen.
Don't let the water stop you.
Amen.
Come on in, the water's warm.
Yes.
Amen. If you're here, you're lost.
Amen.
Jump right into Calvary.
Yes. Amen.
It'll be your death, but it'll be your resurrection. You'll have a new nature, you'll have a new name, and you'll have a new record. Your sins will be gone, and his righteousness will be yours. Imputed righteousness, imparted righteousness, implanted righteousness, and important righteousness. You die without it, you'll never know God. You live with it, you'll have all of him. Amen. Let him impute it. Romans 4. Put it on your account. There's that little book switch. Everything. You know what it means to be justified? It means, and I used to hear say, just as if I'd never sinned. I really don't know why you stopped on second base when Jesus hit a grand slam. We were all loaded up out there.
Right.
He hit a grand slam. Why are you standing on second?
Yep.
Just as if you'd never sinned. What are you doing on second? Come on around. Come on around third and high five the whole team and jump on home plate. To be justified is not only just as if you'd never sinned, but God looks at you, Brother Adam, in 2012 when he saved the pig out of your wretched soul. He looked at you as if you had always been as eternally righteous as God's Son.
Yes, sir.
God's salvation don't fit down in time. God's salvation is eternal. You can't lose your salvation because you ain't got it.
Right.
He's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got it over yonder in eternity.
That's fine.
Lord, if you didn't get saved, he had to come to your world and he stepped into time. And took your sin. In order for you to get saved, you had to step into his world and accept his righteousness.
Yeah.
And you've done that by faith in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you knelt, wherever you bowed, wherever you looked. And all the hyper soul winners thinking they got to lead people to the Lord if they ever take that one step. And sometimes that heart reaches up before a foot ever moves.
Right.
God saved you. There ain't no prayer ever saved you.
Right.
There ain't no person ever
preacher.
Saved.
Amen.
Oh, dear neighbor. The moment that faith and repentance got mixed up good enough in your soul where you said, yep, I'm getting in the water.
Yeah. That's it.
The moment you headed for that cross, he saved you before your body, molecule, and muscle could ever move an iota. He saved you the moment that you decided to come. Coming to Christ is how you get saved. I'm not sure what I pray. He gives a rip what you pray.
Yeah.
I'm sure what he prayed.
Hey,
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What you pray.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody heard that prodigal's prayer, the picture of the sinner in Luke 15. Ain't nobody heard it but him. He rehearsed it in the hog slot, preaching. He rehearsed it in the hog slot. Father, I'm no more worthy to be called my son. You just let me be one of the servants.
Yeah.
Well, we got to the Father. They saw him coming to the Father.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ain't nobody heard him. A few Mediterranean beetles.
Yeah, right.
One little ant colony nearby.
Yeah,
amen. The dust outside that home in the Holy Land. Some holy dust hurt him.
Yeah.
But the only ones that hurt him had his face in the dust, Father. I'm no more worthy. The Father was on top of him squalling and hollering and saying, bring forth the fatted calf. Bring forth the robe. Bring forth the ring. My son was dead and he's alive.
Yes.
Ain't nobody heard that Joker pray.
No. I agree.
Ain't nobody heard him praying with him. Ain't that prayer save you? What, you go to Bible college and forget to get saved? That's all you got?
Oh.
Oh, dear me. Our little independent Baptist formulas.
Yes, sir.
Only 5 men who know more about a handbook than they know more about a holy Bible.
Right.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
yes, sir. That's the truth.
Y'all forget Joshua.
Yeah,
go ahead. Joshua said, Jesus. Get this Caleb, we're going to Starbucks. Let's be all right. Canaan land good. Yeah, whatever happened to Starbucks. I don't know, we need to kill these. Joshua said. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Your prayer ain't never saved you.
Amen.
It was his prayer.
Right.
You're coming to Christ. The only reason you can come to Christ is because he came to you.
That's it. That's it. Yes, sir.
Oh. I'll exhort this and I'll be done unless I ain't. Able. First man you ever get to see get saved in the Bible. After the whole Adam and Eve story. First man you ever see get saved. Is Abel.
Amen.
And Abel don't have one word recorded in the Bible.
No. Yeah. It's blood.
Right.
Crying out.
Must not have said anything to get saved.
Yeah.
Must not have been Abel's word. Must have been God's word.
Yeah.
By faith, Abel.
Right.
Offer more extra sacrifice.
Yep.
Right. Huh, must have been the blood of the lamb that saved him.
Amen. Right.
Ain't no talking about Abel, but somebody else is talking.
Yeah.
But when she obtained witness that he was righteous.
Yep.
Who talking, Willard?
Amen.
God testifying.
Amen.
Of his gift.
Amen.
God testifying. I'd rather God be talking to my salvation than me.
Amen.
I'd rather God be talking than some silly altar worker that when I try to come to an altar takes me to a side room. We're calling an independent man. Forgot what an altar was?
Yep.
Side room's where you change clothes and take Sunday school. Altar's where things die. Altar's where lamb die. Altar's where the blood is.
Hallelujah.
You don't think there's ever any for a soul winner? Well, sure there is. Uh-huh. At times. Ethiopian eunuch in his chair. I don't understand none of that. I've been looking for God a long time.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading Isaiah 53 and I don't even get it. Understand what they're saying? How can I? Except some man should
die. Right.
They gathered a little bit and then the old boy took over and he started gathering.
Yeah.
He conducted his own baptism service.
Yeah.
He said, sir, what hindered me to be baptized? No, well, here's water. Let's get her done.
Let's go.
You let a man get saved, he'll take over. He'll run across the hallway to the brother's bedroom and wake him up. He said, I just got saved. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's right.
He didn't say one word. God did not let him have one recorded. The first man that we watch get saved after the Adam and Eve sin story. God didn't let him say one word.
Yeah.
Better be glad he didn't. We'd have whole religions built on it.
Right.
We'd have entire denominations and variations thereof. Us, with our fear and doubt, we'd say that whatever Abel said, we'd say it every night before we went to bed.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'd say it every morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth.
My flesh is so wicked, I'd have to say it before lunch and then at about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
But God made sure that he wasn't resting on no man's words.
Man.
Just what Abel rested on, the word of God. By faith, Abel. What do you mean faith? So how did Abel have faith? He must have heard. He must have believed something. He must have heard something. He couldn't have believed it if he hadn't heard it. Faith cometh by
hearing.
Faith cometh by
hearing.
Hearing by the
word of God.
Everybody in Hebrews 11 had it by faith. They heard from God.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Dr. B.B. Caldwell, a little peculiar. Mike Bagwell told me that Oliver Green loved him. Uncle Oliver loved him. What he told me. Brown, his friends called him Brown, Dr. B.B. Caldwell, a great Bible teacher. May have been slightly Calvinistic, may have been slightly peculiar. Some things he teaches I ain't never heard of nobody teach. I mean, stuff you don't even get in Stanford. You have to know about our little Q&A session years ago.
Yeah.
Brother Dow. Brother Dave, you want to have a little Q&A session? Yeah, okay. Out there in the cornfield with 12 people that afternoon. I'll have a cup of coffee and a yawn and we'll answer, you know. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And then the most loaded question that's ever been put before any theologian ever. And I said, hold on, I need 3 more years of study and I come back. B.B. Caldwell. My daddy was a young preacher sitting down there. It's in his Pharisee stage. It's good to go ahead and get them over with.
Yeah.
That's when people prayed you in for half your life and then in 6 months you're straightening all them out.
Yeah.
That's when people prayed for you 15 years and after 6 months of being saved you're rebuking all of them.
Yeah.
But like every real church, they just graciously, amen.
Yeah.
We're glad you're saved. You're a little annoying now, but we're glad you're saved. I went through my Pharisee stage in my teenage years as a teenage preacher boy, and I'm glad I got that out of my system. And before I started pastoring at 21, it was a good thing. I was 16 one night, and I preached against hairspray and hairbrushes. Jack Collins said, use a black comb. I thought you was a homosexual if you didn't. You just cut most of your hair off, men, and use a black comb, and it belongs in your back pocket with a leather wallet. San Francisco sissy.
Yeah.
Just against hair salons and hairspray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The next year, the deacon's daughter, Dana, she turned around and winked, and I lost all my convictions. I got a brush. I got hairspray. Got me some green brute. You boy remember brute? Yeah, aqua blue. Come on now, aqua blue. And then what makes all men men? Old Spice. That British ship, we sunk it one time, but it come back in the way of Cologne.
Oh, yeah.
And head to church. Baby. I got my Bible and my wife. I got my groove on. Thought you was against hairspray. That's when I was a younger Christian. 6 months ago, I've grown in the Lord. And I have a crush on the deacon's daughter. It's your own religion. Leave me alone. Dad was in his Pharisee stage. Been a horrible, hateful. I mean, he was headed for some bad place. But he's sitting there, a new Christian, new preacher, and had heard that Dr. B.B. Caldwell was coming to the church. So Dad done heard about this education. This educated friend. New York City. That's a barbecue.
Yeah.
Dad done heard about this educated doctor. Dad was ready to walk out. He had Mama, Felicia, and me, and was ready. Been waiting a month to stand up and walk out on this little doctor, somebody with an education. Up in the hill, no education. Dr. Caldwell got behind the pulpit and he said, Abraham stood there a long time. Stood there till it got awkward. Stood and looked, great crowd, several hundred. Till it got, and then it got awkwarder. Finally said, Abraham did not believe the Bible.
Oh boy.
And then, glaring. Just one more bit, we're out of here. Abraham didn't have the Bible.
Amen.
That's it. Sit back down. I didn't know Abraham did that. I thought Abraham wrote the whole Bible. And he said, Abraham believed God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then said, I'm actually just going to take notes.
Amen.
Abel, God didn't let him say one word just so that you wouldn't have to say it the rest of your life. And he didn't say one word so you would know that it is not man's word that saves him.
Amen.
It's God's word.
Amen. Exactly right.
Come on in the water.
Amen. Yes.
If you're lost, come on in the water. And if you're saved, and you ain't went down in that Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Joshua and them had to.
Yeah.
Right.
To go into the land of victory.
Yes.
Jesus had to.
Yeah.
To go face the greatest battle he'd ever faced. The greatest battle there ever was, and win that for all of us.
Yes.
And I want you to know that until you die to self, until you take up your cross, until you're willing to get down in that water, don't be like the 50 sons of the prophets.
Yes.
And say, why you got an attitude against Bible college?
Come on.
I went to one and got a bachelor. I went to another and I earned a master's and I earned a doctor. And still against it. Because I ain't seen but one in the Bible. And it's full of liberals.
Yeah. That's right.
The Bible college I've ever seen after a little while gets full of liberals. 50 sons of the prophet. They're on the school of the prophets.
Yeah.
You said, do you think we should have one? Yep, they had one.
Yeah.
And it's still full of liberals. But Elijah was over it. You know why? There'll be one Elisha in it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Amen.
50 sons of the prophets stood up there and didn't believe. They weren't going to go in that water. But Elisha went with him.
Amen.
He went down into them death waters. They said, thy head will be taken from thee today. And there was a veiled threat. You've been the teacher's pet for 20 years.
Yeah.
He leaves out of here, we're having you for lunch here in a little while. I want you to know he went down into the death waters with Elijah. Elijah gave him a chance to get off at Gilgal, gave him a chance to get off at Jericho, gave him a chance to get off at the Jordan, to get him one chance after another. He said, I'm going all the way. We need some folk that'll go all the
Amen.
Way with God.
That's right.
He went down into them death waters and come up on the other side, and Elijah was translated to heaven. A mantle was left behind. He picked that thing up. It's a picture of the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, and then the mantle's the Holy Ghost left behind. And he picked it up and come back, and he smote the waters. Where's the Lord God of Elijah? And they walked through, and he came back, and all them boys said, well, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on him.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
And the early John the Baptist come. I'm scared of that preacher. That's a baptized preacher. We do not agree with Wesleyan holiness. We do not agree with Pentecostals. We do not agree with the second baptism leading to a sinless perfection, some concocted up doctrine that ain't possible or necessary.
Right.
The poor Wesleyan Methodists had too much of the Roman Catholic mother in them.
Yeah.
I need to get a little witness.
Amen.
And he's trying to get something from the Spirit that they already got from the Son. He's trying to get sinless perfection from the Holy Spirit, but they already got it from the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
They're just a little anxious to get on out of their sinful bodies.
Right.
Oh, bless the Lord. You ain't going to leave your battle in the old nature until you leave this body.
Come on.
When you leave this body, you leave this battle. Battle with sin, battle with sickness. When you turn 40, you start feeling bad. When you turn 50, you start feeling worse. When you turn 60, you go to the doctor and he tells you the seven reasons why you've been feeling so bad.
Yeah, amen.
You turn 70 and you beg God to let you live. You turn 80 and you beg God to let you die. Y'all be looking forward to the last half of your life, young man. Congratulations to y'all. Oh, dear time. They're looking for it. When I talk about the Jordan River, I ain't talking about you looking for a Wesleyan holiness, Methodist, sinless perfection. That's foolishness. I'm talking about you better. Sometime after you get saved, God's going to encounter you again. When you run to the cross the first time, you're hollering, I need you. He'll bring you back to a confrontation with the cross the second time, and he'll be saying, now I need you. And if you're willing to go into a death and a burial to self, and come up out of there in obedience, go down there in obedience, then God can send that unction on you.
Oh, yeah.
If you're saved, you've already got the Holy Spirit in you.
Amen.
But I sent something on Bill Rudd, and now he's got the Holy Ghost on him.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
I was admiring his profile from the side over here. Don't get jealous, Sister Rudd. I was admiring his profile. Hunched over, weeping.
Yes, sir.
I said, look at the glory of God.
Yes. Amen.
Moderating this sentence like a boss. Hold on, that wasn't a spiritual word. Like a man of God. It's been in him a long time, boy. Y'all go here, y'all go there, y'all give there. Hey, man, I'm going to trade plates with you, Shepherd. Hallelujah. Hey, good night, Brother Adam. We love you. We're glad you got all this money. I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me. I still need that 50 with the preacher. That 50 is what God told me first. This is what God told me second.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Amen. That felt real good.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord.
It's more blessing.
Hallelujah to God.
I got two of them going into college. I got three doctors, an eye doctor, a foot doctor, and a family doctor. I got college, I got medical, and did I tell you all I work for the Independent Baptist? Did I need that?
Yep.
Did God tell me that I didn't need that?
Yep. Yeah.
Did God have a plan of his own?
Yeah.
Had to pay three doctors and two college bills?
Yeah.
Same God that's kept meal in the barrel for 54 years. Just because I dumped that and that don't mean it's all over now.
Right.
Y'all better learn to give.
Yes, sir.
You better learn to obey God.
Amen.
God bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, Jesus accepted his cross. He accepted his Father's will.
Yeah.
And he went down in them waters, and John said, I'm not worthy. And he said, I know, but this is necessary.
That's right.
To have the power of God on you. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit's in you.
Yeah. Right.
But if you're surrendered, he can be on you.
Oh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And he can be gracious and merciful and be on you in a protective way, be around you with a hedge.
Sure.
Oh,
Yes.
Joel Parsons said God sat with him more before he saved him ever than he did afterwards. He said, "I want to make sure I got saved."
Amen.
He said, "After he saved me, he wasn't that worried about me." Oh, I want you to bow your heads. I want the heaven to come and just softly play. We're not going to sing. I want everybody to stand. I want us to get around these altars. If you're a sinner, don't be afraid of the death waters. That's what you need. If you're saved, don't be afraid of dying to self. Obeying the Father's will, even if it's a bloody cross you're looking at. Get down here and enter into those death waters. Sinners need to bow to Christ, and saints need to bow to Christ. Oh, let's call on Him.
Mightily, Lord, tonight we pray and ask you in Jesus' name through the blood of Christ, Lord, that you'd reach out your hand our way down again, Lord, for those that are not saved, Lord, that they might be saved. Lord, to be brought in, Lord, where they got brought out. Lord, I thank you.